Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where each episode we dive into the delicious world of home cooking. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through yet another culinary adventure. Today we're tackling a showstopper, the reverse sear tomahawk steak. Whether you're looking to impress at your next dinner party or just want to treat yourself to a luxurious meal, this method is your ticket to juicy, flavor-packed perfection. The reverse sear method is a game changer for cooking thick cuts like the tomahawk steak. It involves slowly bringing the steak up to temperature in a low oven, then finishing it off with a high heat sear. This technique ensures your steak is cooked evenly throughout with a beautifully crisp crust. Let's start with the essentials. You'll need a reliable oven, a gas grill, or a cast iron skillet, and most importantly, a meat thermometer. Precision is key, and that thermometer will help you hit the perfect internal temperature. Now, on to the star of our show, the tomahawk steak. Quality is crucial here, so source your steak from reputable butchers or high-end supermarkets. You're looking for a thick cut, at least 2 inches, with plenty of marbling. This fat marbling is what gives the steak its flavor and juiciness. Background music changes to a lively tune. Before we get cooking, let's talk seasoning. You'll need coarse salt, freshly ground black pepper, and a ton of garlic powder. For those who like a bit extra, consider a simple marinade of olive oil, garlic, and herbs. Remember, the goal is to enhance the steak's natural flavors, not overpower them. Mixing bowl sounds. Ready to cook? Start by letting your steak reach room temperature. This ensures it cooks evenly. Preheat your oven to 275 degrees Fahrenheit or 135 degrees Celsius. This low temperature is crucial for our reverse sear method. Place your steak in the oven and cook until it reaches an internal temperature of about 120 to 125 degrees for rare or 130 degrees for medium rare. Sound effect sizzling steak. Once your steak hits the target temp, it's searing time. Heat your skillet until it's smoking hot. We're talking about 500 degrees Fahrenheit. Sear the steak for about 2 minutes on each side. This high heat locks in those juicy flavors by forming a golden crust. After searing, the final crucial step, let your steak rest for 10 minutes. This allows the juices to redistribute, ensuring each bite is as succulent as the last. And there you have it, folks. Slice against the grain and serve up that magnificent tomahawk steak. It's not just a meal, it's a statement. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I hope you feel inspired to try the reverse sear method with a tomahawk steak. It's easier than it sounds and truly elevates your steak game to professional levels. Happy cooking and even happier eating. Until next time, keep the flames of your culinary passion burning. And remember, great cooking is about more than recipes. It's about techniques. See you next time.